Once again, as we gather in God's presence, coming from different background, cultures, and how we brought up, we are connected and bound by God's love. And that the spirit of joy and peace and happiness, wherever everyone receives this spirit and use it for a common purpose, then we become one family united in God's spirit. For we are truly indeed sincere to what we are celebrating upon hearing his word and receiving Christ and the Eucharist. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of life and the grace of faith. Today we celebrate the church's birth, the Pentecost, the outpouring of God's Spirit among his disciples for a mission, bringing the good news of the Father's love, mercy, and compassion. Living in God's Spirit is our testimony for allowing God's grace move into our hearts. It is our call to be united as one, bless each other, and respect the life of the people with dignity. Truly, the Spirit gives life. The Spirit is in communion with God's holiness, in which we are called to be holy. The Spirit is present in Christ as the primordial sacrament for every sacrament we celebrate. We've got to believe, pray, and rejoice. We are one body in Christ, and sending forth to be a disciples of truth. To follow Jesus is our heart's desire. It's not so easy, but it takes courage to live and believe in the power of God who is loved. God forgives, so must we. God loves, and we have peace. God's joy is in our blessings we can give and to live life with a purpose. In other words, we are Christians in actions, words, and deed, that the spirit we have is not only for our own sake, it's also for others. So that revealing the goodness of God's spirit that we have and receive, and seeing the goodness to each and every one of us, we value what is God's gift. We value human being with respect and with dignity, because we want to walk in Christ's peace. As what Christ said, peace be with you. Enough for us to see that peace in Christ is our journey to refocus our mind to a greater mission, to spread the good news of God's love, no matter what circumstances is all about. Friends in Christ, the communion we receive strengthens our soul relationship united with God. We should not take it for granted of what we receive. We must have courage to go for God's mission, for he is present. He gives generously for us in return, pray ceaselessly, and live peacefully. In us we share, respect, and believe, the community is the living church, for we are celebrating God's given talents for common good. Try to live truthfully and learn to be good. Live with compassion and be kind to all. In this, inspiration flows from within and miracles happened. True, the blessings we share is the living joy where communities are strongly united and loved. Families are witnessing and everyone empowers with God's blessing. God's Spirit breathed into our lives as we accept the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. This will help us to understand the deeper knowledge of God's divine will and source of joy to give. Pray for the spiritual gifts every day for a proper way of discernment. And as we live in the grace of God, the fruit of the Holy Spirit will shine upon us. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. This will become the seed of life as a sign of love, an inspiration to bless each other and have peace in our heart. Our life journey will be transformed as we respect the difference with courage to change. And let us rekindle the fruits of the Holy Spirit and pray for inner peace as we are companion in the journey. Jesus said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, and you will live and move and have our being." As we pray, faithfully pray from within, we ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to strengthen us with your divine presence, and guide us always so that we can be people of hope. Heal our land with justice for the victims, healing grace for the sick, comfort the sorrow, safety of all, divine providence for our daily needs, protections, and guide us. It means that God is possible, that He is everywhere and close and near to our hearts. That upon calling upon His name, we can call Him Abba, Father. For God listened and answered their prayer in His way and His time. Come, Holy Spirit, make us whole again. Renew our mind and live within our hearts as we hope to be transformed like your divine love. Come, live within us and help us to be holy as we look forward heaven, our destiny. Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Renew our minds with your goodness and kindness. Renew our hearts in the power of service. Rekindle in our lives the light of Jesus so that we can be a beacon of hope and giver of joy. So as to transform, we are one and united in the language of your love. For we are inspired, we are invited, and we are one and united in Christ Jesus. Let us stand and be Christ for each other. For in this way, we can see and feel ourselves that we are Christians and word in actions. But we know that sin destroys of everything as we profess, reject sin, and profess in God. For in this way, we come to acknowledge that the Spirit is moving, dwelling in our hearts. It is the Spirit that in our hearts that we come to acknowledge the presence of God forever. For we know that God will always be there and never be abandoned us. So, my dear friends, rejoice always, pray ceaselessly, and continue and truthfully live faithfully. Let us profess our faith, saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth, our minds and our heart. As we offer to you what is our heart's desires, we believe, God, you are possible.
For the church, carrying on the ministry of Jesus by mediating the mercy and compassion of God,